What's your approach to patients who present with synchronous hepatic metastases and primary cancer, and where are we in trials trying to address those patients?
Those patients would be included in C09 if they were eligible. If they could have complete resection of their primary, as well as had six or less liver metastases that could also be resected or ablated, they're eligible for C09.
That's interesting. So would it be a two-stage procedure?
It doesn't have to be, but it can.
Interesting.
I usually do them as single-stage procedures. The way our flow works in our hospital now, many of the colon and rectal cancers come to one of my colleagues who do more laparoscopic surgery than I do. And in the process of the workup, they find a liver metastasis. So we will work together to deal with the patient and do the initial surgical procedure, but everything's done as a single entity up front.
What about the patient with rectal cancer and liver mets?
Who gets neoadjuvant? Yes. So there are two groups of those patients. There's the group of patients who have resectable liver metastases, and they're the group of patients who present with stage 4 disease. That issue of stage 4 disease will be also addressed in an NSABP trial. For asymptomatic patients with stage 4 disease, so incurable at time of presentation, are going to be addressed in an NSABP trial that looks at the value of chemotherapy versus surgery and chemotherapy.